This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Vice President Kamala Harris said during a CNN town hall last night, yes, she believes Donald Trump is a fascist, after his one-time chief of staff said then-President Trump praised Adolf Hitler. Early yesterday, Kamala Harris said this.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions.
Donald Trump is urging his supporters to get out and vote, asking at a rollicking rally in Zebulon, Georgia.
Who's already voted? It's going to be a big one. I think it's the most important election in the history of our country. I really believe that.
Striking Boeing factory workers say no to the company's latest contract offer. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Boeing factory workers have voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and will continue a six-week strike that has halted production of the aerospace giant's best-selling jetliners. Local union leaders in Seattle say the proposal fell short of the majority needed from members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers who cast ballots. The offer included pay raises of 35% over 4 years. Boeing workers say a sticking point was the company's refusal to restore a traditional pension plan that was axed a decade ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Widespread flooding and landslides set off by a tropical storm in the Philippines have killed at least 24 people. North and South Korea are ramping up threats against each other, and this morning, trash carried by a North Korean balloon fell in South Korea on the presidential compound. No dangerous items were found in the trash, according to South Korea's Presidential Security Service. This is AP News. Now to a man suspected of shooting up a Democratic campaign office in Arizona. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Police in Tempe, Arizona have arrested a man in three shootings that damaged a Democratic National Committee office in suburban Phoenix. 60-year-old Jeffrey Michael Kelly is also accused of hanging political signs criticizing Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris that were lined with razor blades. The Maricopa County prosecutor says federal agents seized more than 200 guns and over 250,000 rounds of ammunition from Kelly's home. Scopes, body armor, and silencers were also found, while a machine gun was discovered in the car he was driving. It's all leading law enforcement to believe he may have been planning a mass casualty event. Kelly's being held on three felony counts of acts of terrorism and four other counts. I'm Ben Thomas.
Gas is $3.15 a gallon this morning, 4 cents less than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.